All right. Good morning, everybody. Matt Galogli here with SRP Medical Marketing. And today what I'm going to talk to you about is three reasons why you are hitting the ceiling. Three reasons why your practice is not growing, why it feels like it's stuck in neutral. And if you watched my earlier one, apparently we had some audio challenges. So we're going to try this again. Let's dive into this. And what I want to do is I want to share with you a little bit of a background story related to my own personal health. Now, if you've watched any of my videos recently, you know that I have gone through a bit of a transformation lately with regards to my health. And this relates to what I'm going to share with you today. And the first thing is that, you know, when it comes to making change, what most people, what most people try to do is they try to find some kind of shortcut or hack to be able to make the change that they want in life. And the problem with that is shortcuts and hacks rarely offer long-term transformative change. Now, a hack, if you're not aware what a hack is, it's a shortcut, right? It's basically somebody has come up with a new way to be able to shave a bunch of time off of you becoming an Olympic skier, right? Just do this one thing, or, you know, three ways to hack the weight off of your body and things like that. And look, it makes great marketing copy. But the reality is it's just a small portion of that, of what you need to be able to get the desired result that you want for a sustained long-term time. And so I'm going to dive into these issues and talk to you about some solutions here so that you can transform your own practice. So what generally happens with folks is that they have a slow decline over time, okay? Like, people don't just wake up one day and say, I want to be fat and out of shape. What happens is that it's a slow decline. It's not the one time into the McDonald's drive-thru. It's every day through the McDonald's drive-thru. And, you know, generally, rarely do people say, okay, I'm going to start drinking two bottles of wine a night. They usually start with a glass. And then over time, what happens is that just erodes. And what they do is they create this habit that becomes hard to break. And with my own health journey, you know, being in anti-aging, being in erectile dysfunction, working with doctors the way I do, I know just enough to be dangerous when it comes to anti-aging. I know quite a bit about hormone replacement therapy. I know quite a bit about nutrition. I know quite about a lot of these topics. However, I'm not necessarily the best at always implementing them into my life. And so what happened was that in 2017, got divorced, sold the practice, buried my mother, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, typical things happening in three. And I got off track, right? And so for the most part, my blood panels were relatively good. I got out of doing hormone replacement therapy. I finally got back on it. But by the time I got back on it, I had put on 25 pounds. And so I decided to, one of my clients is Dr. Mickey Barber at Better Life Carolinas. She has an executive health program. And I decided to go ahead and go through her executive health program. This is last January. And I'm all excited because she's a former Cenogenics doctor. And, you know, I'm going to look like that 53-year-old guy with the ripped abs and all of that. And I thought I could just hack my way to it. And the reality is you can't. And so what happened was that my blood panel was awful. I have bad triglycerides, bad lipid profile. I was 33% body fat. I was borderline type 2 diabetic. And when I started the program, I thought I could just hack my way to it. I kind of sort of did the things that they wanted me to do, but quite frankly, I was half-assing it. And I was not following, and that's the first thing I want you to know, is one, you've got to follow a proven process, but you can't follow part of the proven process. You have to follow the proven process every day, all the time. You know, I think the reason why a Tom Brady or a LeBron James can go to a different team and win is because they bring that process with them of what it takes to be a champion. And, you know, there are little nuances that make the big difference with regards to becoming a champion. And most people aren't really willing to do that kind of stuff, but these little changes can make massive changes in what you do. You can go from being below average to being above average very, very quickly. And I'll show you what I mean in just a minute. So for me, for business, it's just like with regards to that losing of weight and getting in health, is that if you look at, let me just show you this real quickly. I'll pop this up here on the screen. Let me do a share. Do this. Let's see. Let me show this with you. I think you'll get this pretty well. Okay. So this is my blood work. And you will see here at the bottom, this is 2019, 51.1. Here's yesterday, March 30th, 2021, 53.3. You'll see here that my percentage of body fat went from 33.1 to 20.4. I went from the 98th percentile to the 24th percentile. Okay, not too bad. So let me just see what else I have here. Let me see what else I can share with you. Because I think this is, hang on. And let me go over here, see what this is. Yeah, so you'll see this. I think this is going to kind of, hopefully, maybe it's not. All right, I'm just going to remove that. I don't want to spend time. I thought I could pop it up. But anyway, the thing is that at the beginning, and let me go actually add this back in. I think you'll get this. You'll see here, I started, and then in July, I did my body scan again, and I was at 26.9, but quite frankly, I was half-assing it, right? I wasn't really getting the results that I wanted, and if you look at my lipid profile, it was still horrible. I still was, 450 to 500 triglycerides, just in bad, bad shape, borderline type 2 diabetic. But what happened was that on January 2nd, I decided to go ahead and make the full change. I decided to go all in, okay? Which is the second thing that you need to do, okay? You need to be all in with making the changes that you want to make in order to get the results in the life that you want. You can't just hack your way to this. You can't just take a five-day challenge and think that everything is going to happen. You can't just say, okay, social media is going to be the solution and the key for me to get there. It has to be about everything that you do with regards to getting to the place that you want to be, okay? So let me just put this into context for you. When I started doing this process with regards to getting healthier, I was trying to approach it from the standpoint of a tactic. I was just trying to hack my way to it. I'll do a modified paleo. I'll do the Matt Galogli paleo, which by the way, the Matt Galogli paleo is basically eat whatever the F I want, right? I'll do this workout. I won't do the other workout. I won't do the real workout, right? I'll just hack my way. My body is different. That's like saying your practice is different. Like for some reason, you can suspend what is really required in order for you to have the success that you want to have. Success doesn't just change because you're in anti-aging. The fundamentals of running a successful business are the same, whether you're an anti-aging stem cell, whether you're running a dry cleaner, a bar, a restaurant, it doesn't matter. Okay. It's the exact same fundamentals. And you can't just quote unquote hack your way to the solution. You've got to do the fundamentals better. It's just like changing your lipid profile. You've got to do the fundamentals better. It's just like losing weight. You've got to eat better. You've got to do the fundamentals better. You can't just say, okay, oh, social media is going to solve the problem for me or whatever it is, or eating bacon is going to solve the problem for me. I mean, eating bacon every day is like saying, I'm going to use social media to grow my practice. It's one small portion of it. If you don't do the whole thing, the practice is never going to grow. Okay. So people don't follow a proven process. They try to hack their way. And then the other thing, and the last thing, three reasons why your practice doesn't grow, it comes down to there's a big difference between the doctors who do well with me in my program and the doctors who don't. Look, I have doctors that don't do well. And I'll tell you the number one reason why doctors don't do well is they think they know better. They want to drive the topic of the call. They want to not go through the process. They don't want to get me data with regards to financials. They don't want to look at the financials. They don't want to track their basic numbers each and every single day or each and every single week. They want to bounce from idea to idea to hack to hack to hack. And it's just like your patient who decides that they're going to take the metformin only twice a week because they read on some Facebook forum that that's the way that it's supposed to go from somebody that isn't medically trained. I mean, that would just frustrate the living crap out of me if I was a doctor. And so, when we do that, we do the exact same thing. When we say, oh, it's not, I'm not going to have a script or I'm not going to do this. We're just like our patients that refuse to follow the protocol that, if they follow the protocol, they are going to lose weight or they are going to no longer be type 2 diabetic or they are going to fix their hypertension or whatever it is. When somebody comes to me and they think they know better, and they don't want to follow the process that we've used to grow our own practice, that I've helped countless other doctors grow their practices and business owners in 30 different niches on five continents. At that point, I just am kind of like, well, hey, look, if you know better, then go right ahead, right? But, you know, don't, you know, we want to, if you really want to make the change, this is the proven process. So, you know, there are reasons why you hit that ceiling. And I think a lot of it's, you know, if you look at in the context of your patient, of a patient who is trying to lose weight or a patient who's trying to get healthier, are they really following the steps? Are they really following the process? Are they trying to just hack their way to success? Are they taking the approach that they think they know better? Are they going and listening to a bunch of people on dad bod transformation about, you know, some over-the-counter supplement that they should really be taking instead of their whatever you put them on, right? It's frustrating as hell, I know. So here's the thing is, you know, again, these are just free trainings, free gifts. You can do with these what you want. Hopefully you utilize them. Hopefully you internalize them. If you'd like to talk to me a little bit more about your particular situation, I'll put in the comments a link to my calendar. It's callwithmatt.com. I ask you to answer a few questions, make sure we're a good fit. And then you can go ahead and book a call with me. Or you can get my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, which even if you're above seven figures will help you grow as well. I'll put both those links in the comments below. So that's what I have for today. I'm actually going to get on a phone call with one of my doctors who is getting ready to launch a brand new practice and brand new clinic in the erectile dysfunction space in Buffalo, and having a lot of fun with it. They should be open in about 30 days. So that's what I have for you today, folks. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you all soon. Thanks.